Without further delay, we've made one of the babies cry. I apologize to the sisters. We're going to go ahead and invite our brother, Sheikh Ali Qummi, from the Islamic Republic of Pakistan, who is going to be speaking about the subject from the wilaya of Ali to the wilaya of the faqih. Let's invite him with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani al-la'in al-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الحمد لله الذي جعلنا من المتمسكين بولاية أمير المؤمنين والأئمة المعصومين عليهم السلام. Please recite a salawat together. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الحكيم يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك وإن لم تفعل فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَ وَاللَّهُ يَعْسِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. Please recite another salawat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, O Messenger, deliver that which is revealed to you from your Lord. If you do not deliver that, it would be as if you have not delivered the message, my message. And then Allah says, God protects you from the people. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have given us the opportunity to witness another Eid al-Ghadir, which is upcoming in a few more days. For believers, it is the greatest Eid. For believers, it is the most important Eid. It is the greatest Eid of Islam, the most important Eid of Islam. And it is the greatest Eid for the believers in Wilaya. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have given us this opportunity to be able to get together, meet other mu'mineen, and celebrate the announcement of the Wilaya of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam and his successors. On this day, we all are happy because Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wa salam are happy. This is the day when the enemies of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wa salam, when the enemies of Islam, when the enemies of humanity, they became disappointed. So to celebrate this Eid, inshallah, we're going to recite all together. Especially the kids, I see there are quite a few kids. Inshallah, we together are going to recite a loud salawat for celebration of this Eid. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Congratulations to all the believers sitting here and those who may be listening to the or watching the video later on. And congratulations to the entire Muslim Ummah at large, which is witnessing this greatest Eid. Indeed, it is a joyous occasion. There is no doubt about it. But the question I want to raise today is, what are we celebrating and why are we celebrating it? This is something I would like to discuss in today's talk. And there are three other points along with this very issue that we should pay attention towards. One is, what is the system of wilaya? The next question is, why do we need the divine system of wilaya? Can we just live without it? And then last but not the least is the disappointment of the enemy that we would like to discuss. If you help me with a loud sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. So since we've been born, I think it can be safely said that pretty much all of us, we've been every year celebrating Eid al-Ghadir. We run across this date and then we get together, we do some rituals, we do some speeches, we do some nasheed, some, you know, poetry, we recite some du'as. The question is, what are we celebrating? Yes, it is a joyous occasion, but what for? Well, the answer to that would be that we are celebrating the wilaya of Imam Ali alayhi salam and the rest of the 11 imams, right? And this is the system of wilaya that was announced on Ghadir that we celebrate. So 1400 years ago, on the last journey to Hajj, when Prophet was returning along with his companions and other Muslims, there was a place called Ghadir Khum. Prophet stopped everyone and announced the wilaya of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Please recite a salawat. So what are we commemorating? What are we remembering? What are we recalling? The announcement that was made on that day. A natural question that follows is what happened with that announcement. The system of wilaya and the wilaya of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam, that was announced, what happened with it? Well, we all know that after that event, Imam Ali alayhi salam was not given the position of the wali, of the ruler. He was not given the authority. So again, I beg to ask, what are we celebrating? These questions are essential. These points are essential for us to understand what are we dealing with. And why in the world is Eid al-Ghadir the biggest and the most important Eid of Islam? If we don't know what we are celebrating, then this is bad. Naturally, this is awful. And if we know what we are celebrating, then let me say this, it's worse. Because the question is, what are we doing to establish that system of wilaya? What efforts are we making? If we already know the philosophy behind this announcement, then there is a responsibility on our shoulders that we should feel. And the question is, do we feel that? Every single person sitting here should ask himself, put yourself on the spot. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam, was announced to be Mawla, and the successors, the divinely appointed successors, their wilaya was announced. So the Muslims and the community at large, what did they do to establish that wilaya? 250 years of the divinely appointed imams, their wilaya was not established at large. Isn't that right? We know this much history, right? I'm talking to the younger ones. Imam Ali alayhi salam and the later imams, they were not given the wilaya, the position of wilaya, the authority over Muslims, the rulership over Muslims. And this is something that is still pending. Imagine for a minute that Imam Ali alayhi salam was right here today and we were in his time. The announcement of his wilaya gets made by the Prophet. What would we do? Would we make sure that that announcement materializes and turns into something real? Or would we just confine with merrymaking and celebrations? This is a question we should all ask ourselves. So what happened with that wilaya? This is something very critical. If you take this point away with you today and inshallah contemplate, we all do, then inshallah we will say that Allah has accepted our worship tonight. Please recite a salawat. Sheikh Khulaini, he narrates from Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam. Please recite another salawat. The fifth divinely appointed imam is informing us of what happened with this wilaya. This is the question, the fundamental question that we raised. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, "Buniya al-Islamu ala khams." The foundation of Islam is laid upon five pillars. Ala salati wa zakati wa sawmi wal hajji wal wilayah. Imam Baqir alayhi salam is saying that the foundation of Islam is laid on five. Number one, prayers. Number two, zakat. Number three, fasting or sawm. Number four, hajj. And number fifth, Imam says, is al-wilaya. Then the narration continues. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, walam yunada bishay'in kama nudiya bil-wilaya. Nothing has been called to words, or the people have not been called to words, anything as much as, or the way, kama, the way they have been called to words, wilaya. This means all of those verses of Quran that we have heard about when it comes to salah, when it comes to zakat, when it comes to sawm, when it comes to hajj, Imam Baqir alayhi salam is saying that nothing else has been invited towards the way people have been invited towards wilaya. And then this very narration continues. The Imam says, and this is the answer to the question we raised. Imam says, فَأَخَذَ النَّاسُ بِأَرْبَعٍ. People accepted and they took four. وَتَرَكُوا هَذِهِ. And they rejected this. And then the narration says, يَعْنِي الْوِلَايَةِ. People at large, they took the four pillars of the foundation of Islam, and they rejected the fifth. This is what happened with the announcement that was made in Ghadir. And this is when? In the time of Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam. Brothers and sisters, when one of the most important and most essential pillar of Islam and Islamic foundation is missing, do you think our deen is complete? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran is saying, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum islama deenan. That today I have perfected your religion, completed my favor to you, and I have chosen Islam as your religion. So there is a tazad in what we see and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is apparently saying. He says, your religion has been completed. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says that one of the fundamental pillars of Islam, it has been rejected by people. So what is it? Is it a complete religion or incomplete religion? How do you resolve this tazad? Are you paying attention? Seemingly, there is a contradiction. Allah says the religion has been perfected and completed. And Imam Baqir alayhi salam is saying that one of the fundamental foundations of Islam has been rejected by people. How do you add it up? Brothers and sisters, this religion, Islam, it has been completed. It has been perfected by Allah. But people rejected the pillar, one of the fundamental pillar of this religion, which makes it incomplete for people. The religion itself is complete. The religion itself is perfect. The problem is from our side. Allah perfected His deen. He gave us the best religion, the only religion in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We rejected the fundamental foundation of this deen, which is wilaya. And that is what we are celebrating today. So at large, allow me to say this, at large, we rejected a fundamental core principle of Islam, a pillar of Islam, and then we are celebrating. This is how it looks to me. Yes, it's painful. It's painful for me to say it. But this is exactly the pain we need to feel. Allah gave us a perfect religion, a complete religion, and we turned it into something that we see today. Please recite a salawat. Brothers and sisters, this wilaya that we are discussing today and we are celebrating today, the announcement of wilaya, it is not confined to a person. Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei has said that it is not confined to a person. Yes, the announcement of the wilaya of Hazrat Amir, Amirul Mu'mineen, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, it is of utmost importance. Yes, there is no doubt about it. But it is not confined to Hazrat Amir. Because after Mawla Imam Ali alayhi salam, we have Imam Hassan alayhi salam. It's the same thing. This wilaya of Imam Hassan alayhi salam is equally important and was supposed to be established. But the Ummah failed to establish that. Then was the turn of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the divinely appointed Imam. His wilaya was supposed to be installed and established, but it did not happen. So it's not about just one person. It is not just about Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam. It is the system of wilaya that is being rejected. It is the system of wilaya that was supposed to be established. This is something we have to understand properly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a system, and the best manifestation and the best ruler for that system after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Imam Ali alayhi salam. That was the first manifestation. Then Allah gave us 11 more chances. We still did not establish that system of wilaya, which is the only divine system. In one place, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei says that the world has seen many systems, communism, this-ism, that-ism, capitalism, liberalism, all of these systems the world has seen, you know, for longest time ever. He says, and I quote, Islam rejects all of these isms. Islam accepts wilaya, Islam accepts imama. And this is what we are celebrating today. We should know and teach our kids the significance of the day of Ghadir, the Eid al-Wilaya, the Eid al-A'zam, the Eid al-Akbar. We need to tell them the significance of it in context of the divine system of rulership, divine system of governance, divine system of wilaya sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember what Prophet told the people who were with him when he made the announcement of the wilaya and the wisaya of Imam Ali alayhi salam. He said that all of you who are here, you're expected to go and tell everyone in your area that Ali is the Mawla. This Ali is the Mawla. Right? It is the responsibility. It is the responsibility of every single person who comes to know about the wilaya of Amirul Mu'mineen to go and tell others about it. And the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he himself was tasked to do this. Right? So this is our responsibility. But what do we do after 1400 years? We inform people about the system of wilaya that started with Khud, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then followed with Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please recite a salawat. If I've not lost you already, then please recite a louder salawat. I'm sorry, I know that, you know, traditionally speaking on Eids, you know, we are supposed to be happy, but we need some place, some platform, sometimes to discuss these matters, these important issues, so that things move forward, you know. Hopefully, inshallah, you will forgive me as a brother that I'm doing a serious talk, relatively serious talk, but I feel it is important for us to discuss these issues so we start thinking about the affair of Ahlul Bayt, the Amrullah and the Amr Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. When Ahlul Bayt say that you have to revive and do the Ahya of our Amr, this is the Amr of Ahlul Bayt, the Wilayah of Ahlul Bayt, the guardianship of Ahlul Bayt. So this is the right and the most munasib time to talk about these. If you can help me with the salawat. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran says, and now we're moving into the second section of our discussion, that what is the system of wilaya? So I'm going to try to, inshallah, explain it to you. And I know it's late, but I'm going to take a little bit of your time so this topic kind of gets addressed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran says, إِنَّمَا وَلِيُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Only Allah is your wali and his prophet. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُكِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ. And those who believed, those who established prayers and give zakat while they bow. And according to at least the Shia Mufassireen, it is a consensus that this verse is for Imam Ali alayhi salam and his wilaya. So Allah is your wali. Now we're talking about the system of wilaya. Allah is your wali, Prophet is your wali, and Imam Ali alayhi salam, and of course his successors are your wali. They have wilaya upon us, right? So you already see that there is a system, there is a chain. Allah is not saying that innama waliyukum Allah, and he leaves it at that. No. He has continued and he has started a chain himself. Then, you know, Allah says that, you know, wilaya is the authority over you. Because sometimes we hear our Sunni brothers, you know, and sometimes, unfortunately, even Shias, they have mistakenly or misunderstood this whole concept of wilaya, and they say wilaya is love, wilaya is reverence, wilaya is friendship. Well, brother, is Allah your friend? Is Allah your, you know, some sort of buddy? Na'uzu billah. No, wilaya, when Allah is saying that Allah is your wali, and then Prophet is your wali, and Imam Ali alayhi salam is your wali, it is not friendship, it is not reverence, it is not love. It is the rulership. It is the governance. It is the leadership. It is the authority. Authority given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over the lives of believers. If you remember the question Prophet asked, and I'm going to prove this point that I just said. When Prophet announced the wilaya of Imam Ali alayhi salam, what question did he ask? He says, Alastu awla bikum min anfusikum? Do I have more authority over you than you have upon yourselves? This is the question Prophet raised. And everybody said, what? Qalu? Bala. Yes, indeed. And then Prophet, without any break or without any gap, Prophet says, Man kuntu maulahu fahaza aliyun maula. So Prophet says, Man kuntu maula fahaza aliyun maula, right? First, he asked them the right question so nobody can misinterpret this whole clause of wilaya. Right? And this is where Allah says that anybody, Allahumma waliman walahu wa adiman adahu, that the one who has wilaya or accepts the wilaya of Ali alayhi salam, love him. And those who have this enmity towards Ali alayhi salam, be their enemy. So Prophet prays for Imam Ali alayhi salam. Brothers and sisters, wilaya is the system of leadership and guardianship of the Muslim Ummah. Wilaya is the system of governance and imama of the Muslim Ummah. This is what the system of wilaya is. Wilaya is not just, I'm just going to sit down and recite a piece of poetry and now Imam Ali alayhi salam is my wali. This is not where it stops. Unfortunately, this is what the ummah did at large. All we did is, what was done on the day of Ghadir, what was said? Bakhin, bakhin, ya Ali. And even till date, we are saying, bakhin, bakhin, ya Ali. What is the difference between that bakhin and us reciting poetry for Amir al-Mu'mineen? What is the difference? Are we just going to say, wah, wah, bah, bah, ahsant? This brings responsibility in our shoulders. The system of wilaya, the divine system of wilaya, brothers and sisters, need to be implemented on this planet Earth. Allah's system has come for this world. Not just for Mimbar, not just for Husainia, not just for Masjid. It has come for the entire world. لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينَ كُلِّهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ This divine system has to be implemented. And this is something that was in our books. Do we say that Imam Ali alayhi salam's wilaya was announced? So one, two, or three can become the caliph and Imam Ali alayhi salam sits in a masjid or his house? Is that what our claim is? No. We said that Imam Ali alayhi salam's wilaya has been announced. He has to be the wali. He has to be the one in charge. He has to be the one in authority. He has to be at the top of the Islamic system. This is what our claim has been. And then, unfortunately, 1400 years down the line, we come and start discussing, well, is Islam and politics the same? Do they have anything to do with each other? Well, your initial claim is a political claim. What are you claiming? You're claiming for the political right to rule of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. This is what you're claiming. Isn't that what your original claim is? What did the oppressors snatch from Imam Ali alayhi salam? I'm rephrasing this entire thought so it sinks in. What did they snatch from him? What did they take away from him? Did they take away the iman of Imam Ali alayhi salam? Na'udhu billah. No one can do that. Were they able to take away the divine position of Imam Ali alayhi salam in the eyes of Allah, in the eyes of Prophet, in the eyes of angels? Were they able to take away anything else? Imam Ali alayhi salam's knowledge? Imam Ali alayhi salam's shuja'at? What did they take away? What did they usurp? The political position of Ali alayhi salam. And this is what our claim has been from day one. We haven't backed off from this claim. It was Imam Ali alayhi salam's right to rule. He was the divinely appointed Imam of the Ummah, and his right was usurped. He was sidelined. He was cornered. So this is what our claim is. Then how come today some people start discussing that politics has nothing to do with Islam? Wasn't it his political right that we are discussing from day one? May Allah give us the wisdom to be able to digest the ma'arif of Islam and then practice them, understand them, and then also preach them. If you look at the verse we recited early on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah says what? Allah says, Ya ayyuha rasul balligh ma unzila ilayk min rabbik. And we say, according to all our mufassirin, that balligh, that siga of amr, is for Prophet to convey and deliver the wilaya of Ali alayhi salam. We agree, right? All of us agree upon that, right? And then Allah says that if you don't do this, wa illam taf'al, if you don't do this, Prophet, a Prophet is masoom, Prophet is infallible, of course he's going to do it. But Allah still says to make it clear for all of us that if you do not do it, Prophet, then it's as if you have not delivered anything that I've sent. خیلی حرفے. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that you haven't, if that's the case. If Prophet's tabligh, please take this point with you. If Prophet's tabligh becomes null and void without speaking about the wilaya, the system of wilaya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how is it that our muballighin, they go across the world, they go community to community, they go from one place to another place, in a whole entire ashra, sometimes the entire Mahe Ramadan, there's no mention of wilaya. And still their tabligh is maqbool. Where are we going? Where are we going? Here, Prophet's risala becomes null and void, according to the verse of Quran. But our tabligh, you know, we tell 4 ahkam from there, we tell 2 spiritual tips from there, we tell 2, you know, the tariq stories from the past, you know, few Arabic, you know, grammar game that we play, and you know, alhamdulillah, we are Hujjatul Islam wal Muslimin. We are Wurasatul Anbiya. Subhanallah. The tabligh of Islam throughout the history, whoever did it had to face, that person who did the tabligh in the real sense of the word, had to face dangers from the taghut. Starting from Prophet to the Imams to our great grand fuqaha of the past or even the today. How is it that some of us, we go for tabligh and alhamdulillah, there's no noise. There's no mubarza with the enemy. There's nothing that the taghut doesn't, you know, bother the taghut. They don't like something. How is it possible? How can our tabligh be different from the tabligh of Prophet? Where Prophet, Allah is saying that don't worry, I will protect you from the people. This means even then, speaking about wilaya was not easy. Don't think that, oh, back in the day it was easy. Today we have FBI, we have CIA, we have MI6, we have this agency, we have that agency. So today is very difficult. No, brothers and sisters, let's not fool ourselves. It's the nature of Islam that if you say what is truth, and with what is haq and what is righteous, then the tawaghit are going to come after you. You should expect that. And you don't like that? Don't do tabligh. Don't hijack the tabligh of Prophet and Ahlul Bayt. This is a dangerous business that some of us have gotten involved in. Stay away from it. Yeah, you can be a businessman and be a good mu'min. You can be a good engineer and be a good mu'min. You can be a good doctor and be a good mu'min. Stick to that. If you are that concerned about your safety and security that you're going to, na'udhu billah, compromise the message of Islam in today's time and age, then I, as a humble brother, you know, I want to say that stay away from tabligh. This is something dangerous we have signed up for, brothers and sisters. We give 11 imams doing tabligh. We give the martyrdom of 11 imams doing tabligh. With this tawfiq that most of, inshallah, the Hosa students are sitting here, with this tawfiq that we do tabligh the way Prophet and imams, they did their tabligh, please recite a salawat. Brothers and sisters, why in the world do we need the system of wilaya? This is something, you know, question everything that you get to hear. You know, even things that I've said, if you disagree, do discuss that with me, you know. Maybe there's a place where I need to rectify. But question things. Don't just blindly start following anything. Why do we need the system of wilaya? Why can't we just live without system of wilaya? There are like millions of people living without it. Why can't we, the Shias, the followers of Ahlul Bayt, live without that system? Well, the question is, and I'm going to give you two arguments here and move on. The first argument is that there are two systems that potentially exist. Number one is the system, the divine system of wilaya, and then number two is the taghuti system. There is no third system. And again, you know, just so that, you know, it gets registered, I want your attention on this point. Please recite a salawat together. There are only two systems that Allah has created, or that God created as a result of what we see in the world. One is the divine system, which Allah created for believers, for humanity. And the other is the system of Taghut. The easiest way to understand the system of Taghut is that anything, any system other than the divine system sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we are calling it wilaya, every other system is the system of Taghut. That's the easiest way of understanding it. Every other system, let it be in Islamic lands or non-Islamic lands, let it be in Shia majority areas or Sunni majority areas or Christian majority areas or atheist majority areas, it doesn't matter. Anything other than the divine system of wilaya is, in the terminology of Quran, called the system of Taghut. And all of the systems of Taghut, like we mentioned earlier, are rejected according to Islam. They are actually the zid of Islam. They are the zid of the system of wilaya. So we are in a tough spot now, aren't we? Being the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, being the Shias. Now you can start making sense of those traditions which says, you know, it's difficult to be a mu'min. It's difficult to be a Shia of Ahlul Bayt. Why is it difficult? Because it does put you in an uncomfortable position. And not just today, throughout the history, and even times to come, it is going to keep getting more difficult. And now is our opportunity to train ourselves, to get our act together, and be prepared for those difficulties. Any system of Taghut is rejected. So now the only option that the believers have is the system of wilaya, whether we like it or not. And, you know, zimnan, let me say this one point, if I have your attention. Brothers and sisters, the system of wilayatul faqih that we see today, if we do not take it to be the continuation and the extension of the divine system of wilaya, then we have to call it the system of Taghut. There's no third option. Either the system of wilayatul faqih is the continuation of the system of wilaya of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, or it is the system of Taghut. There's no third option. Right? And this is something, again, we need to process. And let's say, because today I'm not doing the isbat of wilayatul faqih, inshallah, one of the days when we get an opportunity, we talk about it. But let's assume for a minute that wilayatul faqih, the system of wilayatul faqih, is the continuation of the wilaya of Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, of that divine wilaya, then we have very serious responsibility on our shoulders, because what we are saying essentially is that we have a person, Imam Khamenei, sitting in the seat of the Imam-e-Ma'asum, the infallible Imam. And he's administering the Ummah. And he has authority over the Muslim Ummah in the Tashri'i realm. In Alam-e-Tashri'i, he has authority over the Muslim Ummah. So there are really two options. One, God forbid, we say that there's a Taghut sitting in the seat of Ahlul Bayt, then active mubarazah becomes wajib. Or the other option is the assumption we made, which is what many of our fuqaha are saying, that this is the continuation of that same wilaya. The source of the wilaya, the source of wilayatul faqih, is that very wilaya of Prophet and Ahlul Bayt. Imam Khomeini Rizwanullah Ta'ala alayhi says, wilayatul faqih haman wilayatul Rasulullah. Wilayatul faqih is that very wilaya of Prophet of Allah. If you pick up all our books that talk about wilayatul faqih, from Ayatullah Misbah Yazdi to other great fuqaha that we have, they have used very open and clear language in terms of the rights and the authority of the deputy of the ma'asumeen, which is the faqih. Wilaya of faqih is what? The wilaya of a jurisprudent. The authority of the jurisprudent. And according to Imam Khamenei, in one of his speeches, he says that wilayatul faqih is actually wilayat of fiqh. Fiqh of Ali Muhammad. The deen of Ali Muhammad. So the authority of the deen of Ali Muhammad is what we call wilaya of faqih today. And now, you know, even practically speaking, if you look around, what do you see? Who is trying to carry out all those administrative tasks at the level of the entire Muslim ummah in the occultation of Imam Zaman alayhi salam? The Imam of the time, Imam Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, please recite the salawat. A louder salawat would be better. Imam Zaman alayhi salam, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, is the wali of the time. He is the wali of the time. We don't need, or there is no room for two walis at the same time. Imam Mahdi ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif is the wali of the time. But he is in occultation. During his occultation, all of the Shia fuqaha, not just contemporary fuqaha I'm talking about, they are convinced that the faqih, he is tasked and is responsible from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to act as the interim wali. This is the responsibility of a faqih. Now, yes, there is a discussion when it comes to the jurisdiction of this wilaya and this authority, but the qadr-e mutayakkan, the bare minimum and the established belief in Shia school of thought is that the faqih is the naib of Imam in his occultation. It is something established. The model can be discussed, the jurisdiction can be discussed, how far this wilaya goes, it can be discussed, but the bare minimum is that the faqih is the wali. This system of wilaya that we discussed today, faqih is, in the time of occultation, the last point that we have access to in this entire thread. This is something established in Shia school of thought. We don't like it, we can give up on Shiaism. We don't like it, we can embrace some other deen. But we cannot, under any circumstances, alter and change the deen of Allah. We don't like it, it makes our life too difficult, so be it. You know, if I take this as my belief, then I'm going to face problems on the airport, so be it. The followers of Imam Ali alayhi salam in his time, weren't they tortured? Did they give up on their deen? Did they turn their backs on the masoom imams? all of the companions of all of our imams, they went through different types of tortures and severe tortures. What did they do? Did they change their deen? Did they alter their deen? Did they change it to something else? No. They're like, our love for Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam is so much that we are ready to embrace these sacrifices. This is the seerah of the Shias of Ali. This is the seerah of Shias of Hassan, the Shias of Hussein, the Shias of Sajjad and Bakr and Sadiq. And this is the seerah of the companions. Why do we think we are an exception? Why do we think that every single time, as soon as a hardship is going to come our way, as soon as we get tested for our commitment to the deen of Ahlul Bayt, you know, we have to do something to avoid it? Isn't that what our attitude is? You know, some people, you know, I know that they changed their taqleed. Why? Because America has sanctioned Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. This is how bad the situation is, brothers and sisters, in some cases. Although, alhamdulillah, we have good examples too, positive examples too. With wilaya comes the hardships. This is the path of hardships. Our imams have said that if you consider yourself to be our Shias, then be prepared for the hardships. So brothers and sisters, there's no third option. There is either wilaya of Taghut or there is the divine system of wilaya. And today, you know, the manifestation of that divine system of wilaya is wilayatul faqih. This is what we have today. As soon as we say something like this, oh, there's some people from nooks and corners, oh, he's Iran's agent. He works, he's on their payroll. This is what I'm saying is our deen. This is our iman. This has nothing to do with a country or the government of a country. Wilayatul faqih is an Islamic concept. Yes, it manifested in Islamic Republic of Iran. So be it. If it had manifested in Iraq, we would have said the same thing about Iraq. In Pakistan, we would have said the same thing about, because Islam doesn't change. Yes, the Masadiq can change. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam created the Islamic government in Medina. So we would have that same reverence towards Medina at that time. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he changed his headquarters to Kufa. That became the center of Islam. Our thing, our relationship is with the wali of the time. That must not break wherever he goes. Imam Mahdi jalallahu ta'ala faraju sharif, he's going to reappear. You know what the capital of his state is, his governance is? It's again Kufa. We will have the same connection there. This is Islam. Imam Reza alayhi salam, well, why do we like Mashhad? It's because of Imam Reza alayhi salam. Why do we like Qum? Yes, Islamic Seminary, and more so because of Hazrat Masuma salamu alayha. Because this is what Islam is. Yes, if Hazrat Masuma salamu alayha was, let's say, in Kabul, we would have the same reverence towards Kabul. What's the fuss about? If we talk about the leadership of Islam today, it is in Iran, so be it. It doesn't make us the agent of any government, nor are we keen to become an agent of any government. We are the agents of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. We are the agents of wilaya. We are the disciples of wilaya. We are the followers of Imam Khamenei. We are the followers of Marja'iyya. We subscribe to Marja'iyya, let it be in Iraq or let it be in Iran. It's irrelevant. Our commitment is with Islam. So anybody ever tells you that, you know, because you're talking about Wilayatul Faqih, now you have become the agent of Iran, hopefully, inshallah, you have some arguments to discuss with them. Please recite a salawat. My time is up and I really apologize. There's one more point I wanted to discuss that inshallah we'll leave it for some other day, but I'll just hint towards it if the time allows. Sayyid is saying no, the time doesn't allow. So that point was about the disappointment of the enemies and some relevant in today's issues that we are seeing in Syria, in Yemen, in Iraq, and in other places. But inshallah, all the brothers, they are good researchers, inshallah. Hopefully you go and research about this topic, that what is it that the enemy is disappointed of today? Yet again, after 1400 years, it is the system of wilaya. In Ghadir, it was the system of wilaya, the wilaya of Amir al-Mu'mineen, that disappointed the enemies of Islam. And today, again, it is the system of wilaya in the form and shape of Wilayatul Faqih that has disappointed the enemy, and the enemy's angry. It's the verse of Quran that I don't have time to get into. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to strengthen the system of wilaya wherever it may be, and today the system of Wilayatul Faqih. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prolong the life of Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the current Wali Faqih, which is the deputy of Imam Zaman, Imam Sahibul Asr wa Zaman, and inshallah our strengthening of this system results in the reappearance of our real Mawla and our infallible and immaculate Imam, who is going to spread justice and equity in this world just the way oppression and tyranny is spread throughout the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten his reappearance and count us amongst his followers and his ansar. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.